I'm David Brancaccio. Amid the name-calling and petulance at the debate last night, our assignment was looking for positions, helping us have a clearer understanding of former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump's positions on matters affecting our livelihoods. Like me, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams was up late following what were supposed to be six debate topics. The economy was one of those topics, but Kimberly, what did voters actually learn?
Not much new, David. It was really hard, as you mentioned, to sort through everything to get to the actual policy. Although some important topics did come up, the Supreme Court and what President Trump's pick might mean for the Affordable Care Act, for example, climate change, the reopening of the pandemic economy.
All right. Well, health care, the Affordable Care Act, what'd you hear?
Well, I mean, this is something the Biden campaign is really highlighting around the Supreme Court fight, arguing that if President Trump's nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, is confirmed, it would further risk the Affordable Care Act.
What's at stake here is the president's made it clear he wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. He's been running on that, he ran on that, and he's been governing on that. He's in the Supreme Court right now trying to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, which will strip 20 million people from having insurance, health insurance now.
Now, President Trump highlighted a series of health-related executive orders that he's issued, including one on pre-existing conditions, but that's largely symbolic without Congress on board.
All right, Kimberly, pandemic, including the best way to reopen the economy?
Right. They debated the shape of the recovery, whether it's benefiting everyone or just the wealthy. Biden obviously wants to take a much more cautious approach than Trump, basically arguing that the risks aren't worth it, even for the economy.